This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Royals and the baseball world were shocked over the weekend by the news of the death of pitcher Yordano Ventura, who was killed in a one-car accident in his native Dominican Republic. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, the Royals lose a 25-year-old pitcher who was still maturing and had only scratched the surface of his potential.
Number 30, pitcher Yordano Ventura.
When Yordano Ventura was introduced in the 2015 playoffs, he was in the midst of what turned out to be the best stretch of his shortened career.
Your Kansas City Royals!
9 of Ventura's 13 wins that year came after the All-Star break. It also came on the heels of preparations for a drive to Omaha on a minor league assignment. Though he consistently threw pitches at around 100 miles an hour, the pitcher, nicknamed Ace, struggled in the first few months to live up to that moniker. In July of that World Series season, Royals manager Ned Yost talked about how much Ventura wanted to do well.
You know, he takes a lot of pride in his game, and he knows what he's capable of doing. He feels like he's with his performance a little bit, he's letting everybody down, you know, which is not the case. Everybody, you know, believes in him 100%.
But Ventura never made that trip to the minors. Fellow pitcher Jason Vargas got hurt, so the Royals were at a point where they needed Ventura to step up. That's when he looked like an ace.
You know, a lot of times it's good for players, you know, to take a step back so that they can take 3 or 4 steps forward.
Perhaps the addition of Johnny Cueto, another pitcher known as an ace, and Cueto's past success rubbed off on Ventura. In back-to-back starts, Ventura struck out 11 when the Royals were on the verge of clinching their first division title since 1985. Ben Zobrist also joined the Royals in a trade during the second half of the season, and he already knew how tough Ventura was on hitters.
He's just as good as I knew he was playing against him, you know. He just had everything working like he has the last few starts. It's just been really impressive.
But controversy swirled around Ventura when he hit batters with his pitches. At around 100 miles an hour, hitters didn't take it well when they were plunked by a Ventura pitch. There were incidents in the first month of the season with Chicago and Oakland, but questions persisted all the way through the playoffs.
Can you speak to the idea of pitching inside?
This is nothing new to the Royals' pitching strategy or approach to pitching. You know, we pitch inside. That's part of our game.
Then in Baltimore last season, controversy dogged Ventura again when a brawl between him and Orioles slugger Manny Machado precipitated some fireworks. But Ventura showed everyone something when he came back 5 days later and pitched a gem in Chicago without incident. Ventura struck out 10 in that game. Royals manager Ned Yost says it was no easy task.
You know, it's a reputation that he has. He has to be able to, you know, work through that. But the performance that he put forth was on another level. It was good for us as a team. You know, we were in the midst of, an 8-game losing streak. We had just won a ball game the night before, and we needed to, you know, come back and win another good ball game, and that's exactly what he provided for us.
But last year wasn't a stellar year by any means for Ventura or the team. Yet the team and the fans knew that the best appeared to be ahead for Ventura in Kansas City with a long-term contract. That's what hurts fans like Andrew Keach of Kansas City, Kansas so much.
It just sucks because, you know, every time you thought about Yordano, you thought what he could be, you know, and I feel like just another 5 years, he could have definitely been one of the best pitchers in baseball, and it hurts for the whole team.
Keach was one of a stream of fans who swung by Kauffman Stadium to drop off flowers and mementos at a makeshift memorial in front of the stadium. Royals teammates Danny Duffy and Christian Colon also stopped by at the site to pay their respects. It continued into the evening with a candlelight vigil. In the meantime, Royals general manager Dayton Moore was on his way to the Dominican Republic.
We love his heart, love who he was as a teammate, a friend.
Moore says Ventura challenged his teammates and made the team better.
We're going to miss him.
Ventura stood only 5'8 and around 145 pounds when he signed with the Royals as a 16-year-old who could throw the daylights out of the ball. Though he was still learning the English language, he mingled with the fans the last 2 years at the Royals Fan Fest. This weekend, the Royals are scheduled to hold their Fan Fest again at Kansas City's downtown convention center. Normally, it's a time for fans and the organization to generate excitement for the upcoming season. Suddenly, it has taken on a somber tone. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.